Hello, welcome to the podcast of the Journal of Applied Ecology, where we put applied ecology into practice. My name is Mark Cadott, senior editor of the journal. The journal will use this format to bring you conversations with the authors of some of our exciting new papers. Here I'll ask the authors questions about their recent work and get them to talk about the management relevance of their research. As applied ecologists, we often think about the ecology of populations or ecosystems and about how management decisions affect ecological dynamics and processes. However, the ecological implications of how other aspects of human societies and economies is not often on the ecologist's mind. Today, I'll be talking with Paul Armsworth, currently assistant professor at University of Tennessee at Knoxville and formerly in the Department of Animal and Plant Sciences at the University of Sheffield, about an exciting new paper coming out in the Journal of Applied Ecology titled The Ecological Research Needs of Business. This paper, co-authored with 15 other authors from academic institutions, consulting companies, and industrial associations, represents an effort to understand and quantify how businesses use applied ecology and how ecologists and industry can work better together. Good afternoon, Paul. I wanted to start by asking you why ecologists should be concerned about what business needs are.
Well, firstly, good afternoon, Mark, and thank you for the opportunity to come and talk to you this afternoon. If we can work with business in ways that work for both sides. Businesses have an unparalleled ability to move human, physical, and financial capital around the world. Many manage extensive land holdings in areas that are rich in biodiversity and where the biodiversity is quite sensitive to human impacts. Many are managing supply chains that are touching all manner of different ecosystems. And their strategic decisions can influence regional development patterns as well as consumer preferences. To kind of capture all of that, it's fair to say that businesses are managing a very significant proportion of human impacts in the natural world. So there's a real opportunity here to grow the impact of ecological research if we can work with them. A flip side to all of that is that businesses are interested. They're listening and they're asking questions of us regarding both how they manage their impact on, but also how they exploit opportunities presented to them by biodiversity and ecosystem services.
So what kind of businesses in particular are you envisioning having the strongest, either the strongest needs from ecological research or from applied ecology having the greatest ability to interact with?
And different sectors have different needs and will interact with the natural world in many different ways. So we ran a set of workshops with businesses from three very different sectors last year. These were chosen to show the diversity of ecological research needs that businesses were going to have. So we worked with companies from the mining and quarrying sector, where it's all about access to raw materials. We worked with companies from manufacturing, engineering, and technology sectors, where it's about how you manage upstream and downstream supply chains. And we also worked with insurance companies. So these are businesses who are really there to create the conditions needed to support the investments of all kinds of different businesses. So we chose on purpose three very different sectors, but ones where applied ecology doesn't appear to have had a strong interaction. I suspect we would have had very rich discussions if we'd gone through other sectors as well. What we asked these companies to do, among other things, was to help us come up with a list of exemplars, so kinds of research questions that they would find interesting and useful, and yet would also be interesting to academic ecologists or ecological researchers. So from the mining and quarrying sector, an interesting example would be, what's the potential role of restored ecosystems, surface waters, land covers, and soils in carbon sequestration? And they've been focused quite a lot on their biodiversity impacts and how they restore for biodiversity. They're now going a step further to ask about ecosystem function and ecosystem services. So clearly there's a lot of dialogue to have there. If we look at the insurance companies, quite a different thing emerges. So very different example. Insurance companies were asking what data are available from ecological mitigation projects. So this could be wetland mitigation projects, it could be habitat banking, but they wanted to know what data were available that could be used to create a risk profile for these projects. So what they're thinking about here is, can they market insurance products that could support the growth of this industry in the same way that they're already delivering insurance products for things like agricultural and forest commodities? And to give you an example from the manufacturing, engineering, and technology companies, as I say, they were very interested in upstream and downstream supply chain management. So some of the same raw materials questions came up. But another way to capture some of that, we were asked, how did these companies factor ecosystem impacts, whether that's ecosystem function or services, into life cycle analysis and footprinting techniques. So what I want to emphasize is a very rich set of diverse questions coming up. Those are just three examples. If you have a look at the paper Mark mentioned, you'll find the full list of those as well.
So I think that you're making a fairly strong case of the ways in which and how those interactions could be very important. And now I want to get into maybe some more specifics about what you and your collaborators talk about in this paper. And I was wondering, how much do businesses and applied ecologists actually interact, and are there ways to quantify that?
There's not a lot of data out there, and what we presented may be the first estimate specific to applied ecology. We would be the first to admit that our indicators that we used are very preliminary. It's just the beginning of an attempt to measure this stuff. And if we use other indicators, we pick up other patterns too. But to give you some tangible results, if we think about research productivity, perhaps predictably enough, when going for a first indicator, we focused on publications and publications in leading applied ecology journals. So we surveyed all publications in ecological applications and Journal of Applied Ecology in 2008. It was about 400 papers in all. And we were looking specifically for papers that showed clear evidence of business involvement. Overall, it was about 10 to 15%. The range of values comes because of what you have to decide. Are you going to include papers where one of the authors has listed an environmental consultancy as their affiliation, and that's the only evidence of business involvement? If you do that, it's 15%. However, if you want to restrict it to papers that wouldn't encompass, so not just environmental consultants writing papers, then it drops to 10%. If you break that down and look at the sectors involved, the lion's share of that activity is accounted for by agricultural, forestry, and fisheries-type businesses, industries that applied ecology had a very long tradition of interacting with. Now, there are some other interesting examples in there. Those, if you do look across the suite of papers, you start to see, admittedly, a small number, but you see companies coming from retail, telecommunications, as well as sort of engineering technology companies as well. All of that's just thinking about research productivity. We also looked at research activity and how it's supported. Now, here what we focused on was publicly funded research grants, and we worked with the Natural Environment Research Council in the UK. Many people will know that as NERC. We reviewed responsive mode grants. So these were grants where a researcher wrote to the council with their idea for a research topic, but it did include grants funded under schemes specifically designed to engage end users with research. So that should really be where some of this activity falls. When NERC did a review of their own database of previously funded grants over the last 8 years, so they looked at about 900 ecological projects, less than 1% of those showed business involvement. Now we suspect that's unduly conservative. They had quite stringent criteria for recording in the database whether there had been business engagement. So we worked separately, a much smaller, more formal sample, with NERC's paid peer reviewing community. So these are our scientists paid to review grants for that research council. And there we looked at a much smaller sample, but 35% of the grants we looked at made some mention of potential business applications. However, half of those just mentioned business in passing as being possible beneficiaries. Less than half were giving a very tangible model for achieving connections to business. And only one of the grants we looked at actually saw a role for business in question design.
And so to expand on some of these collaborations with business, you and your colleagues also conducted some workshops with representatives from various sectors. There's some interesting parts of the story to tell in what the participants identified as important questions and important aspects for interaction. I was wondering if you can tell us a little bit about that.
There are two different things. So there's the lists of questions that the participants generated. So previously I described to you that we did this question design exercise. The goals of that were to try to deliver examples to the ecological research community of the ways businesses would ask ecological questions and to scope future opportunities for research. But in that same discussion, there were wider issues raised about how future interactions might be fostered. So, and the first thing that came up was that these constituencies, the business community, and here obviously we'd have to break down by sectors, and academic researchers in applied ecology, we need to have more dialogue. We need that to understand how each side thinks about and talks about research questions and ecological results. And in approaching that, my encouragement would be that researchers should think about communicating science to end users, or better yet, engaging end users with science, not just as some bolt-on to an existing research project. It's a conversation. And my encouragement would be talk to potential businesses who might be interested in results early and often. Now, how do you encourage more of that? At the end of the day, though, if you want to engage business with ecological research questions, you need to move beyond dialogue to delivery. And we think about how we do that. There are various incentives available that would foster more of those kind of interactions. So we've talked about government research grants, and what they prioritize is obviously important for how much of this stuff will get funded in going into the scientific community. But we should also recognize that public funds support the other side of this as well. So many nations are providing businesses tax breaks for investments in research and development. They're also supporting the emergence of those intermediaries that I described, because many of them have non-profit status, so they are partially subsidized by the public purse. Now, all of that's very general, so perhaps what's needed here is just a bit of sharpening when it comes to applied ecology, because after all, the motivation for many of the businesses who participated in the work that we were doing was that they felt that their ecological research needs were not adequately being met, or their questions were not adequately being listened to. So there's still a little bit of frustration there. Another lesson very clearly was that we need better tracking. Now, the workshops all threw up some obvious obstacles that need to be talked about, perhaps the most obvious of which was time scales. So the time delay between starting to think about writing on a grant or writing on the grant through to delivery of results through the publication process, realistically, we're talking about results coming online 5 to 10 years after that first conversation, at least to the point that a business might go out and use them. Now, that will be quite off-putting for many businesses. They move over much faster timescales than that. And certainly, when we were talking to them about their sort of priority questions, many found it hard to say what would still be important to them in 5 or 10 years' time. They were focused on much more immediate challenges than that. That being said, there is scope for things to move a bit quicker. So there were some low-hanging fruit that were identified, and kind of both sides of the table, the businesses involved as well as the ecological scientists, often felt that the data people were calling for were already held by one constituency or the other. It was really a question of how we unlock those data and apply them to the other community's questions in a slightly different way than had previously been going on. One thing I want to close with was just kind of to evidence that businesses listening. Really, this paper and the work that we did was made possible and only possible by the very active participants from a whole range of businesses. So the fact that here the businesses were the ones who were really making this work possible, hopefully that will talk to people about the fact that they are listening, they're engaged, and they're looking to have this conversation.
Well, Paul, I want to thank you for talking with us today. And I think that work that you're doing with your colleagues and in this publication are important lessons for us to learn and to move forward. And I want to thank you for your time. And I hope the readers of Journal of Applied Ecology enjoy reading this paper. I know I did.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to talk to you, Mark.
This is Mark Haddad of the Journal of Applied Ecology, where we put applied ecology into practice. Until next time, so long.